Hello, everyone. This is Maura with the Close Up Podcast at Culips, CULIPS.com. In this podcast, we listen to real conversations and look at them closely. In this episode, we're going to listen to a conversation involving two friends catching up. Today's podcast makes me think of a friend of mine who I haven't seen in a long time. I want to see her maybe next week so we can catch up and I can find out what's going on with her. Let's listen to Fred and Tara catch up with each other. Hey, over here!
Oh, hi. I almost didn't see you. How long have you been here?
Just a few minutes.
How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, but good.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been taking some night courses, and there has been more homework than I thought.
That sucks. What classes are you taking?
I'm taking one class in web design and another in Photoshop. They're tough.
Oh, that's too bad. But at least you're learning. I took a course last fall, and it was a piece of cake, but I didn't learn anything.
I guess you're right. How about you? How's Linda been?
Pretty good. Guess what happened to her the other day? Let's look at their conversation in more detail. Tara starts.
Hey, over here!
Over here is an expression with various ways to use it. In this case, Tara is using it to get Fred's attention. Imagine her waving her arm, saying, "Over here!" to let Fred know where she is. Fred probably walked in and didn't see Tara right away. She wanted to tell him where she was. Then Fred says,
"Oh, hi. I almost didn't see you. How long have you been here?"
Now, this is the first example of the present perfect verb tense. We hear this verb tense a lot in this conversation. And there are many explanations for why we use this verb tense. In this case, Fred asks about a duration with how long. When we ask a question about a duration, it often calls for the present perfect. This is because the duration started in the past and continues until now. Another example, how long have you lived in Montreal? I have lived in Montreal for 2 years. Or, how long has she been interested in learning English? She has been interested in English ever since her trip to Australia. Then Tara answers his question. She says,
"Just a few minutes. How have you been?"
So, if we put Tara's answer in the long form, she actually says, "I have been here for just a few minutes." She makes it short and answers, "Just a few minutes." And then she asks Fred, "How have you been?" There is more than one reason why we might use the present perfect. In this case, we use the present perfect verb tense when talking about something that happened recently, lately, or in the last few days. So, Tara's question can be said like, "How have you been lately?" Fred then responds to Tara,
"I've been good. Busy, but good."
It's the same reason again. "I have been good recently," or "Lately, I have been good." Tara asks,
"What have you been up to?"
Yes, Tara asked this because she wants to know about Fred recently. It is also an expression we use to ask someone what they have done recently when we haven't seen someone in a while. "What have you been up to?" means, "What have you been doing?"
"Well, I've been taking some night courses, and there has been more homework than I thought."
This is the present perfect continuous in the first part of the sentence, and the simple present perfect in the second. In some cases, these verb tenses are used in the same way, and in others, it's different. Check out our website and lip service for more explanation. Tara then continues.
What classes are you taking?
I'm taking one class in web design and another in Photoshop. They're tough.
In this case, tough translates to mean difficult. Fred is saying that his classes are not easy. Tough actually means hard and durable. You can say the classes are difficult, the classes are hard, the classes are tough. We also use tough to describe a person. If we say, he is tough, he is definitely a person we do not want to get in a fight with. Describing someone as tough can mean he is aggressive or physically violent. On the other hand, if we describe a teacher as tough, it probably means that he is not an easy teacher. You have to work hard in his class. Tara responds,
Oh, that's too bad. But at least you're learning. I took a course last fall, and it was a piece of cake, but I didn't learn anything.
This is one of my favorite expressions to teach. It was a piece of cake is the opposite of tough. If something is a piece of cake, it means that it is easy. So the course that Tara took was easy. We also have the expression, as easy as pie, which also means something was easy. If you think about it, eating a piece of pie is pretty easy. I like desserts a lot. The conversation continues.
I guess you're right. How about you? How's Linda been?
First, I have to point out again, here is the present perfect. In How's Linda Been, they use the present perfect because they want to know how Linda has been recently. But Fred started with, I guess, and I guess I will explain this next part to you now. We use I guess all the time. We use it all the time, and it basically doesn't change the meaning of the sentence. I guess is like, I think, or more formally, I suppose. Although it doesn't really change the meaning of the sentence that follows it, or comes before it, it can weaken the sentence or make it less strong. If I say, I guess I will go to the movie, I might not want to go to the movie or feel very excited about seeing the movie. We can also use I guess when we are not sure of something. For example, is it okay if we use sugar instead of maple syrup in this recipe? I guess. And then Tara uses the word guess again.
Pretty good. Guess what happened to her the other day?
To guess actually means to try to give a response when you do not know the answer. For example, how high is the CN Tower? I do not know the answer, so I will simply guess. 1,000 meters. It's actually 553.33 meters, but I guessed 1,000. Guess what? Or guess what happened? Is a fixed expression we use in English. It means that we have an exciting story or interesting news to tell. I might say to a friend, Hey, guess what? I won a trip to Hawaii. Or, guess what happened? Chris and Dana broke up. Sometimes people say, guess what? And then they tell their news right after. Sometimes people say, guess what? And wait. In the second case, the response is usually, I don't know, what? And then the person will tell you the news. Sometimes, if you know that someone is expecting news, you might be able to guess. Let's listen again to the conversation between Tara and Fred.
Hey, over here!
Oh, hi. I almost didn't see you. How long have you been here?
Just a few minutes. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, but good.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been taking some night courses, and there has been more homework than I thought.
That sucks. What classes are you taking?
I'm taking one class in web design and another in Photoshop. They're tough.
Oh, that's too bad. But at least you're learning. I took a course last fall, and it was a piece of cake, but I didn't learn anything.
I guess you're right. How about you? How's Linda been?
Pretty good. Guess what happened to her the other day?
And now, I guess, this is the end of this episode. Guess what happened to Linda? Tune into the next episode to find out about the funny story that happened to her. Don't forget to visit our website, qlips.com, for any further explanations or transcripts, and to quiz yourself to see how much you learned today. If you have any questions, you can always email us at questions@qlips.com. I hope you learned something today. This is Maura at QLips ESL Podcasting, and I'll talk to you again soon.